Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Dalid. Today's daf is being studied. Al-Ali Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Huwa Hashem Tanihanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lirfu'as Shalema. Dina Bat Sarah. Inna Refana La Refata Nefesh Urfata Guf. We begin today's daf on Gimal Amud Bet, and we are three lines after they get wide. Tana, Malvet Chaveru Setam, person lends his friend money, Stam, without any stipulation. Enu Rashay Letuvo Pachot B'Shloshim Yom. So you're not allowed to claim the money less than 30 days. Stam loan is 30 days. If you didn't stipulate. So they thought to say, Rabbah thought to say, Hanimili b'mave b'shtar. Maybe this is only talking about where you lent the money, we're writing a shtar. Delo avid inish tarach dekatav shtar batzir mitlatin yomin. Because a person is not going to toil himself to write a shtar for less than 30 days. So therefore, when it's a shtar, then already it's a 30 day. Avam milve alpe, lo. But if it's verbal, maybe it's even less. Amar le Rav, Achi Amar Habibi. Rav said, this is what Habibi said. Who's Habibi? And she says, Habibi. Targum shel Dodi. Okay, my uncle. Rav Hiya was the uncle of Rav. It was his father's brother. He said, this is what my uncle said. Habibi said, Echad amaveh b'shtar, v'echad amaveh alpeh. It doesn't matter whether it's amaveh b'shtar, whether it's amaveh alpeh. Stam loan is 30 days. It doesn't make a difference. Tanya namecheh, amaveh t'chavero setam, enu rashay letuv'o pachot m'shloshim yom. Echad amaveh b'shtar, v'echad amaveh alpeh. Amar le Shemuel Rav Matana, lo titiv akar'ech. He told him, don't sit on your legs. Ad mifareshet la lehashma'ata, until you explain me the following halakha. Mina hamilta da amur rabbanan hamalvei chaveru setam enu rashay letuvo pachot m'shloshim yom echad amaveh b'shtar v'echad amaveh alpeh. Where do you know this from? Prove it to me. Where was the source? How do you know that stam loan is 30 days? Don't sit down until you explain this to me. Amale dechtiv kareva shenat sheva shenat shemita. It says in the laws of the Shemitah that the seventh year cancels all loans. So around the Neda Perashah it says, Kareva Shenat Sheva, the seventh year is coming close, Shenat Shemitah. So Gemara says, Mimashma Shne'emar Kareva Shenat Sheva, Eni Yodeh Shu Shenat Shemitah. Of course, if you say Kareva Shenat Sheva, Shenat Shemitah, what did you tell me it's the seventh year? I know it's the Shemitah year. What is that? It's redundant. What is Kareva Shenat Sheva, Shenat Shemitah? Ela, matamud omar shnat shemita. What's the redundancy of shnat shemita? Omar leka yesh shemita acheret sheikazu. There's another type of shemita that's like the regular shemita. Just like in the regular shemita, you can't claim your money. There's another type of shemita, not only sheva, the seventh year, but there's another type of shemita where you can't claim your money. And what is that? Ve'ezu zo malvet chavro setam shen roshel tovom v'form shoshim yom. You're not allowed to claim within the first 30 days. When you lend somebody money, the first 30 days, you can't claim it. Just like Shemitah, you don't have to claim for your loan anymore. So, there's another time in loans that you don't have to claim. And what is that time? The first 30 days of a loan. So you see what? You have a source. Because we have a statement that says, 30 days of a year is 30 days of the year is considered a year. How do we know that? That's said by, let's say a person has, where's the Shloshim Shana Kishana? That's going to be said by a person that planted a tree. A person that planted a tree, let's say, in Elul. Okay? So it grew for 1 month, that's the shri. Already you consider it, it's 1 year old. For the laws of orla, the first 3 years of a tree, they're off limits. It's called orla. So you don't need full 3 years. Even if you have 1 month of 1 year, and it goes to the shri, already, once the shri comes, you're in the second year already. Already goes, so you see that a shiloshim yom is considered already a year. And therefore, when we say here also, stam al da'ash shiloshim yom, and it says in the pasuk, shenat ha-shemita, right? Kareva, shenat ha-sheva, shenat ha-shemita. How much is a year? So we found the smallest amount of time of a year could be a 30 days, like we see by planting. So that's how you know, stam al da'ash shiloshim yom, and in those 30 days, you're not allowed to say, hey, pay me my money. Just like in shemita, you're not allowed to say, pay me my money. Comes Gibran, says another deal. Amar Avida Marav, new subject. These are all statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav that were added, and then he has a question from Rav Kana. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Hapoteyach bet savar b'shabbat chayav chatat. A person has a cloth, he opens up the neck on the cloth to make a shirt. So that's considered mekabe patish, he finished the shirt. So therefore he's chayav chatat. Bet savar, he opened the neck on the shirt. And she says, sh'azah peh l'chaluk hadash, chayav sh'tiken kli. Now I know you're asking, what is this doing over here, Masech Makot? So that she says, "Hi, did I cut the haka?" Mishum d'amar Rabbi Yehuda le'ayel amalvet chaveru le'asher shanim v'otvei Rav Kana nakatna midekulu hanach midi d'shvatim d'amir Rav Yehuda v'otvei Rav Kana. The Gemara is bringing now all the cases where Rav Yehuda made a statement that Rav Kana asked a question against him. So we started with makot related stuff because we gave the case of a guy who lends money for 10 years and all that. That had to do with our Mishnah, and that was Rav Yehuda. And Rav Kana asked a question. So now we're bringing all statements of Rav Yehuda where Rav Kana asks a question. So Rav Kana says. Again, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Petach Bet Savar B'Shabbat Chayav Chatat Matkif La'Rav Kana V'chi Ma Ben Zeh L'Megufat Chavit. What's between that and a Megufat, the seal on a barrel? Halakha says you have a seal, attach it to a barrel, you're allowed to break it open on Shabbat. Why can I break open the seal of a barrel and I can't open up the Bet Savar? Amar Zeh Chibur V'Zeh Enu Chibur. One is attached, one is not attached. Which means, Ashi, ze de bet savar haya chibur. Right? It was all attached, all one cloth. Elkach petach tikkun chadash. This petach is considered a tikkun chadash. Masha'ekin, the megufat habit, it's a separate piece. The cover is a separate piece, even though you sealed it with tar, whatever it is, but it's considered a separate entity. And therefore, when you open it up on Shabbat, it's considered open already, because it's two different components. Masha'ekin, when you have one piece and you're making a new hole on Shabbat, that's considered a tikkun. Gemara says another thing. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shloshet lugin mayim. We have a law that says if you have 3 log of water that fall into a mikveh, and the water is she'uvin, drawn water, the mikveh is pasul. You need 40 se'ah to have a mikveh kasher. Let's say I have 40 se'ah minus 3 log. And again, I took a cup, 3 log of water, and I poured it into the mikveh. 3 lugin is posel a mikveh. Okay, the water has to come in naturally. So comes again, and says, "Name of Rabbi Damarav Shalshut Rugin Ma'im Shalafal Tochan Kotov Shel Yayin." A drop of wine fell into the Shloshet Lugin Shel Ma'im. Okay, Umar Ehen Kemar E Yayin, and that looks like wine. Venafu LaMikveh Lo Pasluhu, because according to Rabbi Damarav, we go according to what it looks like. What does it look like now? Wine. Wine is not posel LaMikveh. That's she. Lo pasul zil batar hazuta. Go after what it looks like. Ve'yayin eno posel ta mikveh. It doesn't say wine is posel mikveh. Upasul mikveh b'maim she'uvim midrabananu. Good, she says shtam you should know. I guess that's why he's lenient. The whole din of maim she'uvim is rabanan. It's not considered maim she'uvim. So you have to add more water. Mikveh is not kasher either. So add more water and the mikveh will be kasher. But we're not going to say that this is considered water to make the mikveh now pasul with gimel she'uvin. You go after what it looks like. But keep that up. Kana v'chi ma ben ze lemetzeva. Why is this different than what's called metzeva, which means colored water? What does it say? Metetnan. Rabbi Yosef omer metzeva postim et mikveh b'shloshet lugim. Metzeva is posel the mikveh b'shloshet lugim, with 3 lugim. What is exactly metzeva? Exactly, we said colored water. Yeah, colored water. Now you put dye in the water. Put the dye in the water. So that, so what, why the dye in the water? That's poser the mikveh. Red water of wine is not poser. What's the difference? So he said, I'll tell you, Amar le Rava, hatam hayad tzav'a mikri. Over there, what do you call dyed water? Exactly that, dyed water. Still called water. However, hacha hamra meziga mikri. Here it's called diluted wine. So therefore it's wine. It has a shame of wine. So therefore, since there's a shame of wine and it looks like wine, it's wine. But shake it over there, it might look like yellow or purple water. It doesn't matter, but you call it purple water. It's still called water. So therefore, it's going to be posel the big veil.
There we go.
No. It's water. Shmaim she'uvin is posel the mikveh. So if I have yain is that mayim. So this is yain. It looks like wine, and they call it wine. So it's wine. But she'enken colored water, they call colored water. Colored water. If it's mayim she'uvin, if it's posel the mikveh.
They didn't know that it was.
Why should wine posel the mikveh? Why do you say wine is posel the mikveh? It's not makshir the mikveh, it's not posel the mikveh. It's not makshir the mikveh. It's not posel the mikveh. Add more water to it. But it's not posel the mikveh. No paslu. Posel. That's what she says. Mayim shuvim posim the rabbanan.
So you have to be 43.
And that one will be 43. It's considered, it'll be 37 water, 3 yayin, and 3 water. Okay.
The wine would have to be emptied up completely.
No, leave the wine in there.
No, the
colored water, you're stuck now. You got to start over again. Empty all that, start over again. Exactly. Colored water, you ruined it. 3 shuvim, empty out, drain the mikveh, start again. Exactly.
Okay, this is the difference. Water
is
a little bit of 1 liter of yain.
It's not posel. Add more. Kavz Gamran says, V'atani Rabbi Hiya, Rabbi Hiya taught us, Huridu et ha-mikveh. Which means, we have a case over there with Kanedeh, they added wine to the mikveh, and it says, Huridu et ha-mikveh. They were posel the mikveh. What do you mean? What do you mean? They lowered it. They lowered it from its status. Pas pasul, she says. You just told me. Ravi Yehuda Amar Rav Kesher. But we have Rabbi Hiya says. Horidu the mikveh. Amar Rav like Kesher. That's not a question. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, Rabbanan. It's machloket over Tanaim. So each rabbi found the Tanaim. Amar Rav goes like Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi was going like Rabbanan. Different shitot. Now we got to learn the shitot. Very, very interesting shitot over here. There's a couple of ways of learning it. We have to learn all the ways. Okay, ditnan. Shloshet logim mayim. You have 3 log of mayim. Haser kortov. So it's not shloshet. It's 2.9. 2.9 log of water. When it says 3 haser kortov, that means 3 minus a dot. So we'll say 2.9 of water. Good? Shenafal tochel kortov yayin. A drop of wine fell into it, so now it's 3, right? 2.9 plus a drop of wine. Umarehen kemare yayin, and it looks like wine. Venaflu lemikveh lo pasluhu, not pasul. Stop right there. What's the logic? Because bottom line, you don't have 3 log of water. Since you only have 2.9 of water and a drop of wine, so you have 2 things going for you over here. Number one, you have less than 3 log of water, and it also looks like wine. So Rabbi Hanan ben Nuri is going to say, it's not posel the mikveh. What's the implication? But if you had 3 log of water, and a drop of wine fell into it, it will posel the mikveh. That's against Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, Shloshet login shel mayim, shenapal letocho kortov shel yayin, lo paslu. According to Rabbi Hanan, kim paslu. He only said his deen in 2.9. Mashaken, if you had 3, what plus a drop of wine? Ye pasul. So Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, Rava that said paslu, is going like Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Look at the top Rashi. Lo paslu. Mishum de hasru kortov. Yeah, the reason why it's not pasul, because you had only 2.9 of water. Aval, yavu meikara shloshet lugim shelemim. But if you had 3.0, that a father to chel kortov yain and a drop of wine fell in, it looks like wine. You need 2 things. Paslu, ועד הרבי חיה הורידו לו גבי, כי הייתה לעצמי לדעת, נבי חיה goes like this rabbi. Why did you want to choose an illustration only 2.9 to make an application? Only 2.9 is pasul. That's kasher. 2.9 plus a koto shel yayin. Masheken 3.0 with yayin is going to be pasul. Continue. V'chein. Similarly, gimel lugin mayim haser kortov. 2.9. Shenafal utochen kortov halav. Oh, a drop of milk fell into that. That's a problem. Bottom line, milk doesn't change the color. So it still looks like water. Venaflu lemigve lo pasluhu. Again, lo pasluhu. Rashi, lo pasluhu. Tamad sefa nami. Mishub haser kortof avi. Again, bottom line, you don't have 3.0 of water. I don't care if it looks like water. Vigabe yayin nami avi matzlimetiki agavna beresha. You could have said all these two cases at the same time. You could have said, if I have 2.9 and either wine or milk, right? Why the bright Mishnah have to put it in two separate cases? She's bothered by that. Could have said that, or this. It could have said, I don't care what it looks like. Bottom line, the point of this rabbi is 2.9. אלא כי אורחת המקטע קטן, לפי שהיין שהוא אדום הופך את דבר מהם, אבל החלב אין דרכו להפוך את מהם. He just spoke the normal, he spoke it out. Wine usually changes the color, and milk doesn't, so it spoke it out. That even though this looks like water, or even though it changed the colors, even though you don't have to say that, the bottom line point according to this rabbi is 2.9. Masha'ekar, if you have 3.0, I don't care what you have, 3.0 of wine, 3.0 of milk, certainly milk, it's going to be pasul. Rabbi Hanan ben Uri Amar, Rabbi Hanan ben Uri comes along and says, Hakol olech achar hamar'eh. Everything goes after the way it looks. Rashi. Hakol olech achar hamar'eh, v'gabe yayin afilu avi mikara shloshet lugin shenemin. Even if you have 3.0 of water, and wine goes into it, what does it look like? Wine? It's wine. Kiyayin, demar'ehen, kibereyayin, lo paslu. Rav kivtesavale. Exactly. Rav holds like him. Rav yudamah Rav. That said 3.0, that a drop of wine fell into it, that's not posil the mikveh. He goes like a Yohanan ben Nuri. Everything is mar'eh. Now, v'gabe halav, v'gabe b'kara chaser kotov avi mashlim lehu halav. That's the chumrah. Because Rav Yohanan ben Nuri is going to say, that what? V'gabe halav, afagab demikara chaser kotov, even though by the milk, you have 2.0, 2.9, and you put a drop of milk over there. It looks like water. It's water. It's chumrah. Say, Rabbi Hanan ben Uri is machmir on the milk case. Because now he says everything goes according to what it looks like. Go both sides now. Take both extremes. 3.0 of water with a drop of wine, it's wine. 2.9 of water with a drop of milk, it's water, because it looks like water. That's going to be mahmir.
That's
milk. What does that mean? It looks like milk.
He would say with water.
No, milk looks like water.
No, if you put
2.9 of milk.
Plus 1 drop of water, that looks like water, he'll say it.
Would that look like water? 2.9 of milk is going to look like water?
No.
Okay, continue. What was it? No.
Why does it say milk? Why not any?
Because it's clear. Because usually 2.9 of water will not be affected by the milk. Fruit juice, of course. The hadush, it looks like water is mahmir.
Right.
If it looks like water, it's asur. Fruit juice will be mutar. That's like wine. Mm-hmm. Now continue. So basically, that's the machloket between Tanakama and the Yohanan ben Nuri. Tanakama goes with, according to this version, shiur. You have 2.9, you're okay. Okay, what is it? Once you have 3.0, you're stuck. What is the Rabbanan? What does the Yohanan ben Uri hold? What does it look like? I know what it looks like. I don't give you a 3.0 of water. Looks like wine? It's wine. So therefore we found two shitot over here, and we can say that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Rabbah, their machloket is the machloket between these two rabbis. Yes? Comes Gemara and says, wait. Ha-mib'a ba'ela rapapa. What are you talking about? You just said that Rabbah is going like or Rabbi Yehuda Marav is going like Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. This was a question that our papa had. Is he really going like Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri? Why? The Ba'ira papa. Rav meaning Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rav himself. Tani Hasir Kortov Beresha. אבל שלושה לוגין נתן לקמה פסלי, ועד רבי יוחנן למאמר, הכל הולך אחר המראה, ורב אומר כרבי יוחנן בן נורי, that's one way of learning, like we learned, that the גרסה is supposed to be, תן הקמה says, חרסר קורטוב, like we have, 2.9, and then a drop of wine went in, implication, only because it's 2.9, it's okay, but if it was 3.0, תן הקמה would say it's אסור, and the Yohanan ben Nuri comes along and says, even 3.0, what a drop of wine is, kasher. And the Yehuda Marav is going like the Yohanan ben Nuri. That's one way of learning, like we just set it up, that the girsa is haser. The girsa is shloshet lugin haser kortov. Again, if that's the girsa, then everything's fine. Tarkama says, shloshet lugin haser kortov, pirush, 2.9 of water, and a drop of wine fell in. No problem. Implying what? That a 3.0 and a drop of wine fell in. Pasul. Good. And the Bi'ana comes along and says, God's going to what it looks like. Even 3.0 with wine, kasher. And the Yehuda Marav must be going like Rabbi Yohanan bin Nuri. That's one way of understanding it. Or Dilma, or maybe Rav Lotani Haser Kortov Beresha. Maybe Rav's Girsa in the Resha was not 2.9. Now I've had a question. Maybe the beginning of the Mishnah says 3.0. The Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri ki palig asefau de palig. Oh, which means, according to this, what's the Tarakama saying? Tarakama saying 3.0, and wine fell in there. Lo pasluhu. Why? Because according to this version, bottom line, it looks like wine. You're okay, even 3.0. And then what's Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri coming and saying? Yes, I agree with you on that. I got to go to look. So then Rav could be saying his statement according to everybody. Ben the Tanakama, Ben Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Because if the Tanakama is talking 3.0, and he's still saying it's kasher, lo paslu, what problem? 3.0 with a drop of wine, lo paslu. That's exactly what Amar Rav. So then what's the machlok in Tarakam Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri? V'rav the Amar k'divrei HaKol. And Rav is going like divrei HaKol. And Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri ki palik asefahu de palik. And Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri is arguing on the sefa. What's the sefa? The water case. The halav case. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi, de ba'era papa. See the Ba'ira Papa right in the middle of Rashi. Rav, the Amal de'ayin lo paslu, heki tani. Mi tani haser kortov beresha? Does he have haser kortov like we learned? Vi avu shelemin paslu, od lo ke Rav, vi yud amak Rabbi Yohanan ben, od delma, Rav lo tani beresha haser kortov. Amal de'ayin lo paslu, afilu ke Rabbanan. Rabbanan darvayu ba'u. The Rabbanan, to be paslu, they say you need two things. Shi'ura v'hazuta. According to that version, to be paslu, you got to have 3.0, plus looking like water. So according to Tarakama, if you would have 3.0 of water with a kortov of milk, that would be a problem. But 2.9 according to Tarakama of milk with a kortov of water, 2.9 of water with a drop of milk would be kasher. According to Tarakama, according to this version. According to this version, to be pasul, Tarakama will say you need two negatives. You need 3.0 and looks like water. Therefore, 3.0 with a drop of wine, lo paslu. 2.9 of water with a drop of milk, lo paslu. Because you don't have the double negative. 3.0 with a drop of milk, that's going to be paslu. And that's where Tanakama and Rahman argue. Because Tanakama says 2.9 plus a drop of milk is lo paslu. And then Rahman comes and says, oh, goes according to the way it looks. And therefore, 2.9 with a drop of milk is going to be pasul. That would be another way of learning. But everybody agrees 3.0 with a drop of wine is kasher. And therefore, Rav is going according to all opinions. Gemara is coming to ask a question. Gemara is asking a question. You told me that the Yehuda Amarav is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What do you mean? Rabbi Papa had a question about that. It depends on the Girsa that Rav had in the Mishnah. According to one Girsa, Rav could have been saying a statement according to everybody, not only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because according to the second Girsa, he's going even according to Tanakama. Tanakama also agrees. If the Girsa in the Bright is 3.0, in the Mishnah 3.0, then what's Tanakama saying? 3.0 Shnafal with a drop of wine, it's Lo Paslu. That's exactly what I'm Arab. So how did you just say, oh, he's going like Yohanan ben Nuri? He could be going like everybody. That was the question that my papa had. There were answers. What do you want? Lavan knew the Girsa clearly. He understood that the Girsa was Hasir Kortov. And therefore you can't put Rabbi Yehuda Amarav like Tanakama. You have to put him like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nuri. Just because Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. Rabbi didn't know. Therefore he locked him in with Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nuri. What do you want? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, Lo shami ali hai shma'ta. I never heard this halakha. Dashi. Talmido shel Rabbi Yehuda. Ani. He says, listen, I was a student of Rabbi Yehuda. Velo shamati mepiv shmu'a zu da'amar le'el meshme gimel lugim ma'im shnafal duchan. He says, listen, I'm a student of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef says. I never heard this halakha from his mouth. That three lugim of water with a drop of wine is not posel. I never heard this. So he tells him back. He says, what do you mean you never heard it? You told it to me. Amar Abaye, at amart la nihalan. You told it to us. Rabbi Yosef, at the end of his life, forgot his learning. So many things that he taught to his Talmidim, he forgot. So here he's coming to tell Abaye, I don't know what you taught. I never heard this halakha of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Tridugin, all that stuff. You never heard of it. You told it to us. The Hachi Amart Nihalan. And this is what you said. The Rav Lo Tani Hasir Kortov Beresha. You clearly told us that Rav's Girsa is not Hasir Kortov. That means Rav's Girsa is three Lugin. The Rabbi Yochanan Asifa Palik. Exactly. And the Yohanan and Nava only and the Tanakaman are only arguing on the milk case. The Rav the Amar Kedivrakol. And Rav is going like everybody. Which not only did you tell us Talakha, you gave us the Girsa, and you told us that Tanakama holds 3.0 with wine. It's okay. Because according to this version, to be Pasul you need two negatives. You need 3.0 and it's gotta look like water. So therefore, Tanakama says, 3.0 with a drop of wine, you're okay. And of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees. Because bottom line, it looks like wine. There's no argument on that. Where's the argument going to be? In the milk case. Tanakama is going to say, what? 2.9 of milk. 2.9 of water. With a drop of milk, also good. Because you don't have a double negative. You don't have two negatives. You have 2.9. Good. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes and argues. Says, no, 2.9 of water with a drop of milk. It's pasul. Because bottom line, it looks like water, and therefore Rabbi Hana, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is going like all the shittot. That's basically the statement. Let's review outside what happened over here. Rabbi Yehuda made a statement: three log of water with a drop of wine, lo pasal tamigveh. Why? Why should it pasal tamigveh? Ma'im shuvim. This is three of water. Ma'im shuvim. It's wine. Why? Because that's what we call it. We call this wine now. Diluted wine, beautiful. Who's that going like, by the way? Two ways of learning. It could either be going like the Yehuda ben Nuri, based on the Girsa, or it could be going like the Vrei Hakol, based on the Girsa. But for sure, we have a rabbi that Yehuda Marav subscribes to. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Habit Mele'a Mayim. Shenafla liyam gadol. Oh, you have a barrel of water. That's Sheuvin. It fell into the yam gadol. Fell into the Mediterranean. Hatovel sham lo alta lo tevila. Guy jumps into the mikveh over there, the Mediterranean. That spot where the barrel fell, no tevila. Hayshinan le shloshal ugin shelo yu bemkom echad. we're worried that what? The waters of the Mediterranean are still. And if when you drop the Shuvin in there, it's going to be sitting in one spot. So we're concerned that when you went into the mikveh, you're dipping into the Shuvin pot. All the Mepharshim asked the same question over here. But the Rashi doesn't ask this. The Rashi doesn't learn like this. Normally, if you have a mikveh, kasher, and you put Shuvin in it, so the Shuvin become part of the kosher mikveh. Once I have 40 se'ah, I can turn on the faucet. Doesn't matter. Only when I have 39 and I'm adding, or 37 and I add 3 lugin, then I have a problem to make a kosher mikveh. But once it's kosher, well, what's the problem? I add all the shuvin that I want. Rashi obviously is not holding like that. Okay, we have to see exactly what Rashi's shita is, but let's read Rashi for a second. Hatovel sham be'oto makom. Right before it gets what? Lo atalo tevila. Sheme kol maim shayu b'chabit omdim yahad. V'sheme bazer oshuvru maim shuvim. V'ze yacham raposim et ha-tiruma. This is a pasul item. Good. Like I said, Tosfot doesn't accept this explanation, but this is the way that she's living. You have to know that she holds that there's two items. They were posil shuvim to make a mikveh, and they were posil also. You're not if the shuvim is in one place and it doesn't mix up, and your body goes into those shuvim. That's also gives that the rabbis made. So comes Gemara and says, "What are you talking about?" V'davka liyam gadol, only the Mediterranean. Dika'e v'kayma. So the waters are still. Aval nahara be'alma, la. But nahara be'alma, a regular raging river, where the waters keep on moving, no problem. Tanya nemeche, chavit mele'a yayin. Oh, this is a different case. Chavit mele'a yayin. You have a barrel of wine. Shenafla liyam gadol. Fell into the Mediterranean. Hatovel sham lo alta lo tevila. Tevila doesn't count. Hayshina neshlosha lugin sheuvin shlo yu b'mkom echad. Right, this could have shlosha sheuvin of yayin. Yayin is not mechshir mikveh. So we're worried now that you dipped in wine. You didn't dip in water. Nashi. Tanya na mehache. It's after I get wine. The Hayshina b'yam gadol, the mashkin nuflim bo shem omdim b'mkomam. The Tanya Nameachi is trying to prove that the waters of the Mediterranean are still. Because you're bringing me a Tanya Nameachi in a different case. Our case is talking about a barrel of water that fell in. You bring me, prove it to you this case. A barrel of wine, we're talking about water, where'd you get the wine from? So that she says, no, the proof is going to show you that the Mediterranean is just still. Habit shel yayin, garsina b'baraita, v'aki garsina. Okay, and what's the problem over there? Lo alta lo tevila, because yain is not kasher for tevila. So the guy's majority of his body went through the barrel of wine. Therefore, it's not kasher. What do you see from there? That the waters stay still in the Mediterranean. That's why we're worried. That's not kasher. Gemara says similarly. V'chen kikar she teruma shenafal sham tameh. Oh, what's the case? Kikar shel teruma that fell into the waters over there where the wine was, it's going to be tameh. Why should it be tameh? We're talking about a case where the guy dipped in the mikveh first. The guy was tameh. Since he's tameh, and the mikveh doesn't kosher him up, what does he do to the wine? He makes the wine tameh now. Now he comes out, the wine is tameh from the guy. Now what happened? Kikar shel teruma fell on the same spot where the wine was. Now what's going to happen to the kikar shel teruma? It's going to become tameh as well. Because again, the wine is in its place. Comes the Gemara and says, "Vechen ki kashu tumah shenafal sham tameh." My vechen, what's the vechen? What's the chadush of the tumah? Of course, if you tell me the wine doesn't disperse, of course the tumah is going to be tameah. What's the chadush of the tumah case? Ma'u de tema, hatam uki gabra ahazke, haka uki tumah ahazake, kamash ma'alan. I would have thought like this. First of all, my first assumption would have been, it's a sefik if this wine is in the same place or not. You don't know, maybe you move. You don't know. I would say, first of all, it's a sefik. Okay, but so sefik, you have to be mahmir. How am I mechmir? I'll go put everything on Hazakah. The man, before he went into the mikveh, what's his status? Tameh. So therefore, I'd say, on a sefek, I don't know if the wine moved or not, keep his status tameh. The terumah before it fell into there, what was the status? Tahor. So therefore, I would say, keep the terumah on its status, and say, tahor. Kamash ma'alan, it's not a sefek. We know for sure, or the rabbis are establishing as a badai, the wine is staying in the same place. And therefore, it's not a sefek. Therefore, the terumah that fell in after this guy went into the mikveh, it's tameh. It's not the put in hazakah. It's vadai we're saying the wine is over there. I would have thought that maybe uki hazakah, and therefore since the hazakah, the terumah is teorah, keep it teorah. Kamash ma'alan, that would be only if we're looking at the wine as a sefek, it's in the same space. But the rabbis are saying it as a vada'ut. The wine is definitely in the same space. And therefore, since it's definitely in the same space, it doesn't matter what the hazakah was. Bottom line, it fell into the wine. The guy touched the wine first when he went to the mikveh. Now the wine, the terumah is going to become tameh as well. Mishnah. Me'idim anu b'ish peloni shehayav l'chaveron matayim zuz. Okay, back to the edim zomimim. Guy testifies against his friend. He owes him 200 zuz. Then him si'u zomimim. He became ed zomim. Lokim u'mishalmim. Oh. They got to get lashes, and they got to pay. Shelo Hashem mevi'im nidem makot mevi'im nidem tashlumim devred b'mi'ir. Because they transgressed two different sins over here. Number one, they transgressed the din of Hazama. What's the din of Hazama? La'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot. You try to make the guy pay 200, you got to pay 200. Oh, so that already is that. And they also transgressed the issur of lotane, false witnesses. False witnesses, got to get malkut. So the mimir holds, you have two punishments over here. Because it's two different issurim they transgressed. Number one, the Hazama says you got to pay 200. And you also bear false testimony. That's a different issue. It's a different love. Therefore, you get lashes, and you also have to pay. The very meir. Rachamim omrim, kol ha-meshalem eno lokeh. No. Once you pay, you don't get malkut. Okay? And the Gemara is going to explain. Why is that so? Where do you see? Why can't you get two items? The Gemara will explain. Next case. Me'idim anu b'ish peloni shu hayav malkut. Arba'im. They come along these edim. We testify this guy's hayav malkut. V'nimsi'u zomimim. So what do you do to the zomimim? You give them malkut. How many malkut are you going to give them? 80. Lokin shimonim. Right? Mishub lo ta'ne b'racha ed shaker. O mishub ha'atsim al kashe zamam. Because he did two sins. Number one, you're giving him the 40 for the zomim. And then also false tests, false witnesses. 40 means 39. No. It's not the maximum. They give him 80. They owe him 80.
Separate times.
Two isurim. So you give him one. So the Gemara is going to explain the machloket over here, which means, according to the Hachamim, bottom line, you don't give them lo ta'ane. Lo ta'ane. Which is the lo ta'aseh, that doesn't register for a malkut. And we'll see why. Okay. Comes the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbanan kedeh l'sh'ato ketiv. It says in the story of Motzi Shemra. You give a guy malkut. No, Motzi Shemra. I don't know why I said Shemra. In the case of Malkut, by the way, it says Keder Shato. Guys, Hayab Malkut, you give him what he deserves. What does it mean? According to his Rish'ato, so the Gemara says that singular term, Rish'ato, his Resha. Mishum Resha, hatata mechayevo, v'yata mechayevo, mishum shtei Rish'ayot. Finished. You mechayev him for one, not for two. Therefore, even though, let's say this guy is Hayab two different things, you only give him one. That's Tachamim Zeshita. You don't give him two items. You don't give two punishments for one Avera. Oh, what a quote about Rabbi Meir. Let's say you had Malkut and Tashlumin. Kedir Shah, give him the Tashlumin or give him the Malkut, give him one of the two. Malkut in this case, and therefore he's off the hook. Okay. And that Rabbi Meir my ta'ama. Of course, you do both. What does he do with Kedir Shato? Rabbi Meir says, Loke, Umishalem. Amar Ula, Gemar, Motzi Shemra. That's what Motzi Shemra is. What's Motzi Shemra? Ma Motzi Shemra, Loke, Umishalem. Afko, Loke, Umishalem. Motzi Shemra, what did he come along and say? Exactly. It says, I went with this girl over here and she didn't have a betulin. She's not a betula.
His wife.
He's giving a false claim. They fill out the sheet, she was a betula. What are you talking about? So it says, they give him last, she said, you got to pay money. So you see, by Moshe Shemra, you have the paradigm. Well, you do both. So to Edim Zomimim, do both. Okay, what else is right? Moshe Shemra is different. Ma'al Moshe Shemra, sheken knas. That's a knas. That's a penalty. So therefore, it's a special case. You give them malkut and you make them pay because it's a penalty. You have no raya to a case of Edim Zomimim. He owes Edim Zomimim, is also a knas. And therefore, it's the same thing. You can give him two also. Okay, some learned the Motzi Shemra situation on the following context. The Tanya. Lo tutiru minu ad boker. Okay, this is talking about over here the law of Akhilat Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to leave over the Korban Pesach till the morning. But tutiru minu ad boker. What do you do with the few if you did leave over? Ba'esh to smoke it. Burn it in the fire. Ba hakatuv li ten ase ahar lo ta'ase. Here you have a positive commitment after a negative commitment. First Torah says, don't leave over. It's a lo ta'ase, don't leave over. And if you left over, burn it. That's a positive commandment. This is a lot to ase, and then you have a ase. Lomar she'en lokin alav devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is called a lav and itak. This is a lav that you could fix. The Torah is telling you, don't leave over. But if you left over, you're not going to get malkut because you can fix it. How can I fix it? Burn it the next morning. So anytime you can rectify the lot to ase by fulfilling the ase, there's no malkut on the lot to ase. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Lo min Hashem hu zeh. That's not the reason. Ela mishum David elav she'en bo ma'aseh. V'chol lav she'en bo ma'aseh en lo kin alav. Different reason. You know why you don't get malkut? For leaving over something overnight? Because you didn't do an action. By leaving overnight, it's passive. Failure to act. Exactly. That's passive. So the Biyakim is the reason. Nothing to do. He doesn't go with this. Lo lav nani tak. I don't go with this. Aseh after lo ta'aseh. He holds what? Bottom line. How did you transgress the Isur? By doing nothing. Must be that Rabbi Yehuda, the first rabbi, holds that a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you do get malkut. That's why he had to create a new concept that says the aseh fixes the lo ta'aseh. But without the aseh fixing the lo ta'aseh, he would say you're going to get malkut, even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you're going to get malkut? Min aleh. Amar Ula Gamar Memotzi Shemra. Ma Motzi Shemra, Lav Shembo Maase Lokin Alav. Afko Lav Shembo Maase Lokin Alav. Motzi Shemra, what did the guy do? He verbally. Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra. How do you do that? With his mouth. No action. Talking is not an action. And what did it say in the Torah? Beat him up. Give him lashes. So you see what? Lav Shembo Maase. You get Malkut from Motzi Shemra. Yeah? Motzi Shemra, sheken lokeh umishalem. Now you can't bring me ra'ya from that. Motzi Shemra is a separate thing. There's chumrot over here. Not only does he get lashes, he pays. So obviously it's a separate case. Because I see a chumrah here that I don't find anywhere else. He gets lashes, he pays. It's a separate situation. You cannot learn from there to everywhere else. El amar shtakish gemar mi'edim zomimim. Ah, you know where he learns lav shemu maseh from? Edim zomimim. Ma edim zomim lav shem ma'aseh lokin alav af kol lav shem go ma'aseh lokin alav. We had the case of Ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, our first Mishnah. Edim come along and say, this guy over here, he's a halal. What do we say? What do you do to the witnesses?
Lashes.
Give them lashes. You can't make them a halal, we said, right? So they give them lashes. Oh, what did they do? No ma'aseh, they just talked. Ah, so I have an ayah. You know why no lav shem ma'aseh lokin alav? From edim zomimim. What? Oh, like they didn't do a ma'aseh, they get lashes. So to everywhere. Ma li edim zomim sheken en tzrichim atra'a. There's a chumrah there. Edim zomimim is a very, very rare case. It's a case that they get punished without getting a warning. normally, before you beat up a guy, give him malkut, whatever it is, you gotta warn him. If you do it, it's right. Edim Zomim doesn't work like that. They won't get the bed deen.
They give a testimony.
They give a testimony. We find out Zomim, boom, we beat them up. There's no attra. So then you can't bring me an ayah from Edim Zomim. Because that also has a stringency of no atra'ah. I'll bring it to Motzi Shemra. That doesn't have the stringency of no hatra'ah, because you do have to give a hatra'ah, and you get malkut. The Hazar Adin. But I'll go back to Motzi Shemra has its own stringency. It's got a stringency of what? Lokeo Mishalem. Yeah, but it doesn't have that stringency. The Hazar Adin. So I go back and forth. Lord Izek and Izek, Lord Izek and Izek. Each humrah that each case has is not the humrah of the other case. So therefore, I say what? It's not the stringencies that's bringing the deen. Because you're going to tell me, oh, it's the no hatra'ah that's bringing the deen of Malkut. It's not so. Motzi Shemra has hatra'ah. Oh, but Motzi Shemra, it has a stringency of what? Lokeo Mishalem. Adim Zim doesn't have that. Oh, so obviously the stringencies are not what's bringing the result. So what's bringing the result? The common denominator. Tzadah Shaveh Shebehem. Lo av Shemu Ma'aseh V'lokin Alav. Av Kol av Shemu Ma'aseh V'lokin Alav. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, wait. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda now, we proved. How does Rabbi Yehuda know? Lav she'em bo ma'aseh lokin, from a combination of Edim Zomimim and Motzi Shemra, put the stringencies on the side, take what they have in common. Sheken knas. Oh, wait. They do have a common stringency, or a common denominator that makes it different. Edim Zomimim is a knas, and Motzi Shemra, the Torah clearly says, is a knas. So therefore, that's why could be we're strict. Just like we're penalizing, I give them a malkut also. It's a penalty. And they both have that in common. It's the penalty that's causing the malkut. You have no raya to another case. Halakasha. Rabbi Yehuda lo savar like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know like Rabbi Akiva. He holds that Edim Zomim is not a knas. So therefore, you don't have that stringency. Ma'ala tzadah shaveh shebehem, sheken yishpem sad hamur. Oh. I'll tell you another common denominator. Does Motzi Shemra have a stringency? Yes. Two punishments. Lokeo Mishalem. Does Edim Zomim have a stringency? Yes. No hatra'ah. Now normally in a ma'atzah, they say, well, this stringency is not like this, this is not like that. So the stringency is take off the table. What do they have in common? No malkut. So I'll say everything that's the love shame, I'll say no malkut. But I can say no. You know what they have in common? They both have stringencies. Albeit different stringencies, but they both have their own stringencies. Then you cannot bring a proof from any of these two cases anywhere else. Understand? That's what makes them special. They both have stringencies. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hamulo Parich. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go with that. Rabbi Yehuda says the stringencies have to be the same stringency. Once already this has one, this has the other, obviously the stringency is not bringing the result. And therefore, take the stringencies off the table, look what they have in common. Bottom line, both Edim Zomim and Motzi Shemra, no action, yeah, lashes, so to the whole Torah, no action gets lashes. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, Hailo ta'ane b'racha et shaker mai dar shebe. Oh, but rabbis, you hold that by now Mishnah, Edim Zomimim, how many sets of lashes did I get? One. They don't get 80. Why not? They have Lot Alev Racha et Shaker. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah makes sense. Because he holds Lot Alev Racha et it's Lav She'emu Maaseh. Lav She'emu Maaseh, you get Malkut, so they have no problem. But according to Rabbanan, what do they do with Lot Alev Racha et Shaker? What do they do with that Pasuk? As comes the Gemara and says, Ha'um Ve'ed El Azhara Le'edim Zomimim. They use it for the warning. Before you punish somebody in the Torah, you gotta have a warning pasuk. So the warning pasuk of Edim Zomim is Lo Ta'aneh B'Racha Et Shaker. It's not coming to for another set of lashes. It's coming for the warning. V'Rabbi Meir Azara Edim Zomim Minaleh. Ah, Rabbi Meir, you use Lo Ta'aneh as a separate isur. Where's your warning pasuk? Amar Rabbi Meir Nafkale V'Hanisharim Yishmeru V'Yishmeu V'Yirau V'Lo Yosifu Od. It says, and the people remaining watching what we did to the Edim Zomim over here, they'll watch and they won't do this again. Velo Yosifu Od. Nobody will do this sin. That's the warning. Velo Yosifu Od. Well, no, do it again. But Rabbanan, what do rabbis do with that? They need that pasuk for a special law called Hakhraza. We learned in Sanhedrin that there's four situations in the Torah that not only do you have to mete out a punishment, but you have to announce it in front of everybody. Rabotai, this person got punished because he did such and such avera. One of the four averot that we have to announce in public is what? Is Edim Zomimim. Yeah, that she says, ארבעה צריכים הכרזה לאחר שנענשו בבית דין. צריכים בית דין להכריז כך וכך נהרג פלוני בבית דין עבירה פלונית. Because we want everybody to learn the lesson. One of the punishments that needs an announcement is Edim Zomimim. The reason why these Edim Zomimim are getting stoned to death, because they try to stone this guy to death. Ah, ורבי מאיר, הכרזה. Where does רבי מאיר learn this kind of הכרזה? מי ישמעו ויראו נפקא. He learns it from Yishmeu v'yirau. They will see and be scared. So therefore, that's how we know Hakhraza. So therefore, bottom line comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lav she'em bo ma'aseh yelokin. Lo ta'aneh is a lav she'em bo ma'aseh. You're going to get malkut. Therefore, every Ed Zomem, besides the punishment he gets a malkut as well. And according to Rabbanan, no, that's the warning pasuk of Edim Zomim. If you don't have another Isur, so say one Isur, and if you have no other ayah, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.